Okay, so what I'm doing is logging my fasting experience. Day one was Sunday, and I fasted for 18 hours. I was not hungry at all. I wasn't at work, so I wasn't really tired. I could just rest all day. I noticed my eyesight. I could see the greens and the reds more clear. Everything is more vivid. And it was just as clear as all get out, you know? My eyesight was very clear. 56 years old. Everybody says I look 40. So I don't want to lose that. Eating too much sugar. All my studies have shown that sugar, too much sugar, will destroy the body. If a person is diabetic, they shouldn't eat more than 27 carbs or sugar a day. If a person's recovered, they've healed their diabetics, they shouldn't eat more than 50 grams of sugar a day. 25 grams if they're diabetic, 50 grams if they've been cured of it, reversed it. Day number two fasting, I fasted 18 hours, which was Monday. It carried over into work on Tuesday. So when you do an 18-hour fast, it actually carries over to the next day. So it carried over in to Tuesday, and I went to work. Did not eat till lunchtime. I ate at 6 p.m. Just ate a normal meal at 6 p.m. What did I eat? I probably ate some chicken plate with some baked beans and some slaw and some beef jerky and miscellaneous, trying to eat as much protein as I can. What I've noticed is just drink. So day one, I drank 2 ounces, 2 teaspoons of vinegar in some water. That seemed to help with not being hungry. The next day, I ate 1 teaspoon of vinegar. Bought some pickles, which has vinegar in it. And at lunch on Tuesday, I ate vinegar and I ate a steak, chopped steak, and some cucumber salad and seven-layer salad. And I threw some vinegar and oil on that cucumber salad, I think. So here's what I've heard, that vinegar avoids the sugar spikes. That's what kills you, I think. I think that's what gets you, is you have a sugar spike. I'm not sure on that, but I'm pretty sure that's what happens. Because after you eat sugar, if you have a metabolic imbalance or whatever, your feet will hurt, your eyes will get blurry for a minute if you eat too much sugar. So I think by eating the vinegar, drinking the vinegar in water, you have to mix it with water. You can't just drink it because it'll mess your teeth up and mess your stomach up. So you want to mix it. One bottle cap of vinegar is 1 teaspoon. Sorry, I'm talking so slow, but I got a little sore throat. I need to gargle with some salt, but I don't know where that came from. Maybe because I didn't have any sugar and I ate some sugar for a dinner and I got a sore throat probably. I don't know. Weird, but I can get rid of that. That's not a problem. But anyway, I might have bit my tongue. It might not even be a sore throat. It might be a tongue got bit. I'm not sure. Anyway, day one fasting, 18 hours. Day two fasting, 18 hours. If this is too boring or whatever, just speed it up. Download it and speed it up. I was not hungry at all. Towards the end of the 18 hours, I got kind of dizzy on Tuesday because I was at work working. But the way I could have fixed that is have more electrolytes. But the electrolytes you buy at the grocery store, they have 2 grams of sugar in them, or 5 grams of sugar. So I'm going to have to figure out now how to make my own electrolytes without sugar. That's my next project, and it should happen by this weekend. And so when I do it, my goal is to build up to do a 36-hour fast, because that's when the growth hormones kick in. And the growth hormones are the secret to youth. When you start an 18-hour fast, the growth hormones already kick in. I noticed around, maybe around 12 hours, that it was just like the muscle was just built. And here's what I think's happening. When everybody was a hunter-gatherer, they probably didn't eat breakfast. They probably ate it before it got dark. They cooked their food and ate it before it got dark, and didn't eat all night from 6 p.m. till 6. They might have had some beef jerky at 6 a.m. or something that they dried or something. And so then maybe they went and hunted some birds or squirrels or rabbits or something. And they probably ate about 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, something like that. I don't know for sure. I had to Google that and study that, what their routine was. But there was at least a 12-hour fast. So I think what's happening is we got so much sugar in our food now that we're not eating food to survive. We're eating food just for pleasure, you know. And I noticed something else on the fast. The fast, I realized I was wasting a lot of time eating. You can get more accomplished by eating. I was wasting time. That's what it felt like. I thought I was just sitting there meditating too. I wasn't really doing anything because I was trying to rest. I've just watched a lot of videos. This is what I did, is I watched all the videos I could on fasting and insulin and glucagon. Glucagon is the secret to kick that in. So if you want to Google something, glucagon and insulin are the hormones that work opposite of each other. And so you want to get down to where the glucagon kicks in. So you want to get your sugar down to hardly nothing, so your glucagon kicks in. And then what's happening with that situation is you're changing the way your hormones work, that you've been on insulin your whole life. So you're creating new patterns for your hormones. So your body's going to have to act different. So you're breaking old habits of how your body works. So if you can get down to zero sugar, carbs, then what's going to happen is after you do a long fast, your growth hormones kick in. I think they kick in at 18 hours, maybe 12, but they definitely kick in at 36 hours. The longer you fast, the more they go up. And so this is video one, recording what's happening with my fasting experience. And let's see if there's anything else that I can remember. I'm just logging my progress. Log one for fasting. Log one fasting. What else do I need to talk about? Yeah, so people with diabetes, it can be reversed. Those with pre-diabetes can be reversed. It's easier for the pre people. The ones with diabetes, it might take 6 months, or 3 months. It might happen faster. It depends on how much they fast and cut back their sugar, I think. And let's see what else I've learned. Apple cider vinegar. There's some apple cider vinegar drinks at the grocery store that have about 5 grams of sugar that you could drink half of it in the morning. They call it detox, but you drink half in the morning, half in the evening. But you can just get your own vinegar. But my next my next upload should include how to make your own electrolytes and where to get it. I hope you can get it. I think it's just salt, just regular salt and something else, but I'll have to get the exact measurements.